Again, good evening, everybody. Tonight we'll be study number 36, in Fruit of the Spirit. This was started back in 2017 after getting and looking at it. You know, 2017 till now, you'll think only 36 studies? I mean, come on. Well, I only speak every 6 to 8 weeks, and even during conferences, I even dodge several of those, so the numbers are low. So I don't get to speak that often. But this is August the 6th, 2024, and this is Fruit of the Light, a rehash, so to say, but in Thanksgiving. I did a study in Thanksgiving in 2019, not Thanksgiving, but being thankful, in 2019. And this is just kind of a rehash to get myself back in line in preparation for doing my Fruit of the Light, or Fruit of the Spirit in Ephesians. In my very first study in Fruit of the Spirit, I came up with the positive attributes, and I came up with 28 positive attributes, and they're going to be more than 28 when you get into the synonyms of each one of those words. So there are tons. When I seen the tonnage of attributes that's associated with Fruit of the Spirit, I said, well, you know what, I think I could make a series into that, and the Lord has led me into that direction because I feel like I need to be studying in that direction so I can present myself as the light that's within me, you know, to express that to those that I'm around and those that I work with or family members. I know sometimes I can safely say that I'm an ashamed workman when it comes to expressing the light, when the world kind of moves in on you and you kind of get, it kind of gets the best of you. But I can safely say that I do stand back and shake my head a little bit and say, Lord, let's do this over. And I know you're there with me. Just like the prayers of the saints. I can tell, you know, when I need prayers, they're there. And Candy can say that, and Monty can say that. We can feel the prayers of the saints. Even though you don't know that we need prayers, we do. I just had had a place cut off the side of my head just last week, last Thursday. And it started out with the nurse saying that it's just going to be one stitch. I know Candy's laughing right now, but she was in there with me, and when they got done, that one stitch was about 2.5 inches long, and about probably before they sewed it up, probably 1/2 inch wide or bigger. So it is one stitch now because it's kind of interwoven just like a baseball. They do a baseball. So technically it is one stitch, but that booger kind of led me astray when she said one stitch. I just figured they just have to do a little slice in there and just stitch it and we're good to go. Well, it didn't work out like that. But anyway, I could feel your prayers, and Candy knew that I was nervous, but we was kind of cutting up and having a little fun while we was in there doing that. But I could still feel the prayers, especially because Candy was in there. She knew I was nervous, so she was praying for me. But let's look in Psalms 100 and read that to start tonight's study on. Stitches. One stitch. But this is a psalm of praise. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. come before his presence with singing. Know ye the Lord, he is good. It is he that made that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his hope and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord he is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endureth unto all generations. So, to get into our study, you know, I gave a study on thankful and giving of thanks in Galatians, where Paul is relating the fruit of the Spirit to those who have a kingdom hope on earth at his coming. And in Ephesians, he's relating to a body member, two body members with a heavenly hope in Christ's body, which makes the body the fruit of his light, or I like to say, spiritual light. And the example that we are to present and shine forth with his testimony. Thankful is a positive attribute that should be displayed in the body member's character, making him acceptable to the Lord, and be a testimony of Christ. Thankful is also a charge for the body members to be thankful in all things in Christ. But in Ephesians 5, the fruit we are to present in giving the living, walking example of the light as Christ our head is the light that guides us, and we lead by example of that light. That I like to say that glory that comes with the name of Jesus is our light. Being thankful in all things can be very hard, a hard pill to swallow for anyone, but it's an attribute that Paul exhibited, and we are to follow suit. Not everything is easy to be thankful for, such as loved ones falling asleep in Christ, or even loved ones that dies, and we know not how the Lord will judge them in that day. But we are to be thankful, as God knows the end from the beginning. Paul always faced terrors in his journeys of beatings often, shipwreck, just to name a few, but was thankful in all things. Paul is our example that we can live by. Between Paul and Christ Jesus, the two pair up to make the perfect pair, because Paul is the truth from the Gentiles, that we were before Christ. You can look all your lineage as far back as you can go, and you're going to find a Gentile, whether you like it or not. The 36 studies on the fruit of the Spirit or fruit of light is put in practical application, as I felt the need to search my own of correction and learning as a student, as a husband, as a father, and as a grandfather, to have self-control in being a body member, to make my walk an example for all that are around me to witness Christ's light within me. I fail so many times that I just have to, like earlier, back up and take a look at myself and thank God, even Christ, for the grace through Christ's shed blood once for all in Hebrews 10:10, where he says, By the which are we sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. In Ephesians 5, in the fruit of the spiritual life, I'm going to read 1-20. Be ye, and I'm going to skip a couple of places, but be ye therefore followers of God as dear children. You can't get no more innocent than a young child. and the innocence that they, that you can see these children walk in. You can see the light of the innocence in children. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savor. Verses 3 and 7 are the unfruitful works of darkness, so I'm not going to go through that. In 8, we say, for ye were sometimes darkness, before you come to know the Lord and Savior, as your Savior, you were in darkness. You know, Scripture says that if you don't know God, then you're dead. Christ himself says when he had Peter and them, and they said, well, I need to go bury someone. And Christ said, let the dead bury the dead. That's not it. That would, if Christ himself says, let the dead bury the dead, then that's not too good for everybody involved in that scene. For you, sir, were sometimes in darkness in 8, but now light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the light is in all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. So everything that you do, expressing the light that's within you, is proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. So we reprove them also with that light. For it is a shame to speak of those things which are done of them in secret, which is the part that I skipped between verses 3 and 7. But all things are reproved or made manifest by the light, by the truth, by the righteous truth that is in Christ, that's in Scripture, that's in us, rightly divided, then your light shines forth. Because we meet people, I meet people when I get to talk and write division to straighten them out on some of their subjects, they look like, well, I haven't heard that, but that does make sense. Well, it should make sense because Scripture says it and you have to put it in its proper place. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light in 13 and 14. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. These are the ones that are dead to Scripture. These are the ones that are dead to the knowledge of our Christ. When they are come to the knowledge of the truth, they are awakened from the dead. And then they receive the light. See then in 15 that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because the days are evil. Therefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And be not drunk with wine, there is an excess, but filled with the Spirit. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, seeking melody, singing melody, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. And in 20, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Christ Jesus. Giving thanks always for all things. If you hit your hand with a hammer, don't swear, give thanks that you didn't hit your head. There's always a reason that you should give thanks. Now, in verse 9, I feel that this verse should read as spiritual light here in Ephesians. Okay, must be a motorcycle. I'm not used to hearing that around here. But And naturally, because in Galatians 5:22, Paul is using the walk in the Spirit with context of being free from the law and being led by the Spirit for the hope of righteousness by faith, producing the fruit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. But when you see the context of Ephesians 5, you can see that the light is used five times between verses 8 and 14, and the inner light that is spoken of here is the spiritual light of Christ that reproves the unrighteous with the glow of glory of the Holy Spirit being that light, and that's my thoughts. I am not going to sit down and say that is the law of what it says, because that's just my thoughts. That the glow of the glory of Christ that's in us, when we walk in His light, it can be seen. The fruit, and I've said this before, the fruit is the finished product of the nutrients that's been brought up through the root and the vine of the earth. But the fruit we're talking about here is the fruit of Christ, the fruit of the Spirit. In John 15:5, it says, I am the vine, ye are the branches, and he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. So, he says right there, without him, you can't bring forth the fruit. Because without bringing him into the picture, where is the fruit going to be? His salvation is what brings the fruit out. The love that comes from within is his. Because when you see the love that Christ has, that he has given us through grace, then you express that same love toward others. In John 5:15. This is the glorious light of our hope. And this particular light is seen throughout Scripture by God, expressing the light of Jesus Christ. In Isaiah 42:6-7. I, the Lord, have called thee in righteousness, and I will hold thine hand, and will keep thee, and give thee for a covenant to the people, for a light to the Gentiles, to open the blind eyes, to bring out the prisoners from prison. What prison is that? Prison of darkness. And then sit in the darkness out of the prison house. And them that sit in darkness out of the prison house. And then we look in Isaiah 60:1. He's instructing Israel to arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. This is the same light that's expressed, that we are to express the same light in Ephesians. This is the light of God. This is the light of the glory of God, the glory of Christ. In John 1:4-5, it says, in him, this is Christ, was the life, and the life was the light of men. In him was the life, and the life was the light of men. That's resurrection, baby. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. John 1:9. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. John 8:12. Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Two Corinthians 4:6. For God who commanded the light to shine out of darkness has shined in our hearts. This is during the kingdom period. This is the light that has shined in our hearts in the kingdom period. So, the light is there in the Old Testament. The light is there during the kingdom. The light is there during the grafting in. And the light is here today. So, give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Thankful in all things. Colossians 1:12. Giving thanks to the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. And that's not just light, that's in the upon heavenlies. As Dr. Mike would say, in the upon heavenlies, the heavens of heavens. Colossians 3:15, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which you are also called in one body. Be ye thankful. Ephesians 5:20. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Philippians 4:6. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Being a member of his body, one of our main directives is in Colossians 3:1-15. I'm going to finish up with that. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For ye are dead, already dead, already considered dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. It's a done deal. We're already there. Thank you, Jesus. When Christ, who was our life, shall appear, then shall ye appear with him in glory. That's our hope. Mortify your members on the earth. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth. Fornication, uncleanliness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God come on the children of disobedience, into which ye also walked in some time, and ye lived in them. I lived in them at one time. But now, ye also put off these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filth, communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in the knowledge after the image of Christ that created him. We're There is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, is the elect of God, holy and beloved bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering. All of those are positive attributes. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. It's two more. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do you. And above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, where which also you are called in one body. And be ye thankful. In all things, it don't say that there, but I added all things. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts unto the Lord. And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of our Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you again, dear Lord, for this day. And Lord, for all those that have been on my heart that need a healing or comforting touch. And Lord, I thank you for the saints, for the body members that are in constant prayer. Lord, we just ask that you continually to be with them and be with those of us that will be traveling. And Lord, just 1 week away, the women's conference in Arizona will be taking place. Lord, we ask that you be with them. Be with those that will be traveling there. I know the Lord will, but you will be with them throughout their studies. And Lord, I would just love to be a fly on the wall just to hear the ladies talk. Lord, thank you for all. For it's in Christ's precious name I pray. Amen.